Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 10, 2022, through Friday, October 14, 2022. Monday, October 10, 2022. Oakland Money Service business owner and employees charged with laundering drug proceeds. Cruzelda Cancelada Lasaga, Veronica Mora, and Yaslin Perez Ramirez were charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering and identity theft in connection with the scheme to facilitate wire transfers for drug traffickers sending drug proceeds to their sources of supply in Mexico. The owner of the money service business, Rincon Musical Felipe de Jesus Ornales Mora, was charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering in a separate complaint for his participation in the scheme. The complainants describe several methods allegedly used by the defendants to launder drug proceeds. For example, the defendants allegedly used identification cards and personal information of legitimate customers to complete wire transfers in names other than those of the drug dealers. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. Former stockbroker sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for $3.2 million investment fraud, cheating on taxes, and grandparent scam. Former licensed stockbroker Robert Louis Guerrillo was sentenced to 78 months in federal prison for committing several felonies, including running a securities fraud scheme in which he targeted low-income Hispanic victims to obtain more than $3.2 million via false promises of high returns from construction loans. From 2014 to 2021, Cirillo deceived more than 100 victims by lying to them that he would be investing their funds in short-term construction loans that would pay large return rates that range from 15% to 30% for a period of up to 90 days. As part of the scheme, Cirillo showed actual and prospective victim investors fabricated bank statements that purported to show the investment's growth. In a separate scheme that occurred in the spring of 2021, Cirillo participated in a grandparent scam in which a senior citizen was tricked into believing that his grandson had been arrested for possession of illegal narcotics was false. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, October 12, 2022. Former City of Atlanta employee Mitzi Bickers sentenced to 14 years in federal prison. Mitzi L. Bickers has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for accepting approximately $3 million in bribe money to influence government contracts, money laundering, lying to the City of Atlanta to maintain her salary and cabinet-level position, and failing to disclose more than $600,000 in income on her federal tax return. According to Ryan K. Buchanan, for years, Mitzi Bickers masterminded a sophisticated scheme to steer a City of Atlanta contracts worth millions of dollars to two businesses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, October 13, 2022. Former executive director of Mississippi Department of Human Service pleads guilty for conspiring to defraud the state of Mississippi. Former Mississippi Department of Human Services, MDHS, official John Davis pleaded guilty for conspiring to defraud the state of Mississippi of millions of dollars in federal funds. According to court documents, John Davis, 54, of Jackson, Mississippi, and his co-conspirators fraudulently obtained and misused federal funds, including funds from two programs, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TAMF, and the Emergency Food Assistance Program, TEFAP, for their personal use and benefit. Davis pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and to commit theft concerning programs receiving federal funds and one count of theft concerning programs receiving federal funds. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, October 14, 2022. Former CEO of health clinic convicted of Medicaid fraud. Victor Clark Kirk, former CEO of St. Gabriel Health Clinic, Inc., was convicted for defrauding the Louisiana Medicaid program over several years. Evidence at trial showed that St. Gabriel practitioners, at Kirk's direction, provided character development and other educational programs to entire classrooms of students during regular class periods. Kirk then caused the fraudulent billing of these programs to Medicaid as group psychotherapy. To facilitate the fraudulent scheme, Kirk directed that St. Gabriel practitioners falsely diagnose students with mental health disorders. From 2011 through 2015, Kirk caused over $1.8 million in fraudulent claims for purported group psychotherapy services. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.